מכיוון נשיא נאמר בויז הוא אומר צרנדי, היינו עושים תארץ ישראל. The land which the Torah tells us it's partial, the beginning of Shishi. But one of the main unique things about Eretz Yisrael is that it's the Eretz Asher Tamid Enei Hashem Lekech Abo. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is his eyes, so to speak, are always there. The Torah describes the agricultural differences. Moshe Rabbeinu is explaining to the Jewish people about to enter Eretz Yisrael. The agricultural differences between Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael. Mitzrayim was the agriculture was based largely on the Nile. And the water was groundwater, and the water was there. Eretz Yisrael is different. You're farming based on rain, and the rain only falls certain times of the year. And that physical reality, that geological reality, expresses a deeper spiritual reality. Eretz Yisrael is a land of greater Hashgacha Pratis. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is even more directly, personally, so to speak, involved in our lives. And that's expressed and reflected by the fact that a farmer in Eretz Yisrael will know how much he depends on Kadosh Baruch Hu, because either the rain falls or doesn't fall. In Mitzrayim, it's easier to miss that because you just rely on the Nile. But it's much more than just a question of farming and water. It's true across the board, comprehensively. The Eretz Yisrael is a place where you are, so to speak, in the palace of the king, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu is, as it were, a greater degree of Hashgacha Pratis. Now, it's fascinating also that the Torah goes on to say it's a place where Hashem is Doresh Osa Tamid Enei Hashem Elokecha Bamer Yishisa Hashem Arav Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved there. Oh, constantly, his eyes are constantly there from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. It's interesting, sort of hard to know why it's necessary in this context to speak about the year. Does it have to do with the agricultural cycle? Does it have to do, as Rashi comments, the din on Rosh Hashanah extends over the course of the year? I think they say from the Satma Rav, perhaps I heard this from Rabbi Talbus, that Merishis Hashanah Ba'acharis Shanah is a hay on the Rishis Hashanah. There's no hay in the Acharis Shanah. Beginning of the year to end of year. So Satma Rav suggested that human beings, that's often our attitude. Beginning of the year, starting something new, Rishis Hashanah. Feel that this is the year. There's always a natural fizzle factor. By the time the end of the year rolls around, it feels like the end of a year. Went from the beginning of the year to the end of a year. Mereishis Hashanah and Acheres Shana. And we mentioned this the other night, that in the previous Aliyah, Chamishi begins with a description of the elements of Os Hashem, and the Ramban, Mesil Susharim, understand that to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, wholehearted of Os Hashem, means, among other things, that one is consistent, that I maintain a consistent focus and a consistent performance, even with the ups and downs of vicissitudes of life. As the Torah reminds us, that's not easy. That's a divine trait. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is consistent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always cares about us equally, tamid. But human beings, it's natural that we oscillate. It's natural that our moods change. It's natural. Now, sometimes we feel Reishas Hashanah, sometimes we just feel Acharis Shana. And we're meant to, in the spirit of Alach de Bedracha, to notice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's meet us or otherwise, and to seek as much as we can, whether we find ourselves over the course of the coming year in Eretz Yisrael or in America, to model ourselves after that and to seek to bring greater consistency into our life and a greater consistency into our Avos Hashem, whether it's an on season or an off season, to seek to grow to the point where the end of the year is also Acharis Hashanah.